On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
You have a repossession that's reporting to your credit report? Check out this episode and learn what your options are to remove it. Sturgis Credit Repair is a 5-star rated online credit repair company. We help people just like you build or rebuild their credit scores. If you have no credit history, we offer products to help you build credit history so that you never have to depend on anyone co-signing for you. If you have bad credit, enroll into our service today and allow us to work on the negative items affecting your credit scores. We take no money up front, so start our service today for free. You'll get updated through your online account as well as receiving updates through your email. For those who are trying to buy a home, we're partnering with multiple real estate agents and loan officers who are ready to assist you with your goals. If you are a real estate agent, loan officer, or anyone dependent on customers with good credit, create a free partner account with us today. You can manually send or receive clients through your online account as well as track their progress before they go to someone else. Visit our website to learn more about our services. So before we talk about anything in regards to removing a repossession from your credit report, this is just a reminder, and let's just talk about this, that the credit repair process is only an attempt to fix your credit situation. For example, if I go out to a dealership today and finance a vehicle and purposely refuse to not pay it, and it gets repossessed in a few months, I cannot promise myself that I can get that repossession removed. These are only attempts and ways of which we use to get repossessions removed that we have luck with or have, you know, experience with, and we were able to get it removed. So I guess in this episode, before we talk about those few ways that I, you know, feel like sharing, let's first talk about what a repossession is so it will make sense at the end of this episode. So a car vehicle repossession occurs when you go to a dealership, you finance a vehicle, which means the bank is buying it on your behalf. You just have to pay the bank back that approved you for that vehicle loan. So you now have a monthly payment due each and every single month of the same exact amount until that vehicle is paid off. Most loans are financed between 5 and 6 years, 60 months, 72 months. Now I think they go up to 84 months, depending on how expensive and new it is. So if you miss a few car payments, that's fine. But if you keep missing them, you know, back to back, let's say 3 or 4 months without making any payment, that bank is going to come and repossess that car, which means one, you're going to determine if you can even afford it or not, and you may just take it back to the dealership and the bank pick it up from there, which is called a voluntary repo. Or two, the dealership is going to hire a towing company to go to your address on file and repossess the vehicle, which means they just get the tow truck, they pull up to your job or your address or your house, and they're going to take that vehicle and bring it to a secure location to where you can't get to it anymore. And it now belongs back to the bank. You no longer have ownership of that vehicle, because you have to keep in mind, when you finance a vehicle, the bank's name is on the title. Your name isn't on it until that loan is paid in full. So depending on, it doesn't matter if it's a voluntary repo or, you know, a traditional repo where they pick it up with a tow truck. It is still a closed account or a closed charged off account on your credit report. And it does not matter if it's a voluntary or a traditional repo. It is still going to ruin your credit score by 100 or 200 points. So it's going to hurt. So now that we understand what a repo is and how it works, let's talk about a quick, easy way we can get repos. Well, let's talk about 2 to 3 ways we can get repos removed. So The first route, and this is what we do with not just repos, but all negative accounts on our consumer's credit report. So this is usually a process that is taken care of the very first month a consumer signs up for our credit repair service. So like I said, it's not only on repos, but if you're just starting with a repossession account and you have no idea how credit repair works, this is what you should do if you have a repo on your credit. Credit repair is a process of just verifying information on your credit report, at least the first process. So in the Fair Credit Reporting Act, everything on your account has to be accurate on your credit report. And if it's not accurate or it can't be verified, then it must be removed from your credit report. So step number one is verifying all the information reported to the credit bureaus that that repossession is reported to. 9 times out of 10, if it's a major bank like Chase, Wells Fargo, Capital One, etc., major credit union, it is going to be reporting to all three of your major credit bureaus, Equifax, TransUnion, and Experian. So the first thing you want to do is see if they can even verify the account, dispute it, and say, hey, I have this account here. Here's the account number. It's reporting as a repossession. I would like to see verification of this account. If they don't respond in time, it gets removed. If they can't verify the account, it gets removed. If there's an error, messed up on the account, it gets removed. If the balance is wrong, if the payment history is wrong, if the payment amount is wrong, if the opening date is wrong, if the account number is wrong, you see that a lot. If all of this information is wrong or some of this information is wrong, then that account is, unverified, and it can either be updated or removed upon your request. 9 times out of 10, you want it to be removed. So that's one of the easiest ways to get a repossession removed, is to hopefully find ways to where the creditor cannot verify this information to the credit bureaus. Normally the success rate with that is maybe 10%. Honestly, I don't rely on it. Like I said, that's just the first attempt we do with all accounts, just to see how they respond. So asking for verification isn't something that I rely on. Normally they're going to respond on time and they're going to verify it 100%. However, 10% of the time, they just simply don't respond in time. They don't respond at all, or there's some type of error on that account and it has to be deleted, in regards to the Fair Credit Reporting Act. Number two, balance after the vehicle has been sold at auction. So again, all of this stuff goes back to things reporting correctly on your credit report. When a vehicle gets repossessed, that bank is selling that vehicle the next week or month at a local car auction. So let's say you bought a $20,000 car. You made $5,000 worth of payments, or you put $5,000 down. Now the loan on that vehicle is $15,000. You stop paying at $15,000. You owe $15,000. You stop paying, the vehicle gets repossessed, or you take it back to the dealership and, do a voluntary repossession. It's the bank's job to sell that car at auction. Let's say they sell it for $12,000 and you owe $15,000. Well, that's $3,000 that the bank did not recover from your repossession. So now you owe the bank $3,000 and not $15,000. So 9 times out of 10, they're not going to update the information with the credit bureaus. The credit bureaus are still going to report an unpaid balance of $15,000. Therefore, in the Fair Credit Reporting Act, that is a unverified account and is inaccurate. So what you do, you reach out to the bank. You figure out when this car is scheduled to go to auction. You request to see the balance change or what's owed after the vehicle was sold. Once you find out if they sold at auction or not, you mail that to the credit bureaus and say, hey, the bank is reporting that I only owe $3,000. You're reporting that I owe $15,000. This is the wrong account. This is unverified. That's how a deletion occurs. That process may happen 60% of the time. The third situation also comes into handy with the balance, but it's a little bit different and a little bit more tricky. So I'm going to explain it. 9 times out of 10, if you're financing a vehicle, you are going to have gap insurance most likely on that vehicle, which gap insurance covers the vehicle if it is ever a total loss, which means if you wreck it, gap insurance pays the remaining balance. You don't owe on that vehicle if you're upside down. So what happens when a vehicle gets repossessed? You are no longer paying gap insurance. A lot of times gap insurance could be $1,000, $1,500, $900, whatever the dealership sells it to you for. It could literally be pennies. Well, when that account closes and charge off and that car is picked up, well, now the gap insurance account is closed. You no longer are paying this amount monthly. You can either request for that money to be refunded to you, or just cancel the account, whatever the case may be. 9 times out of 10, the charge off is going to cancel the account for you. But let's just say you paid $1,000 for gap insurance. You only paid about $200 of gap insurance, which means there's a remaining balance of $800 left to pay off on gap insurance. You cancel gap insurance. Now your true balance is actually $800 less than what's reporting to the credit bureau. So you write a message to the gap insurance company, find out who they are, and request proof that the gap insurance amount was closed on this account. This is the the amount that was taken off the balance. You send that to the credit bureaus and say, hey, you're reporting that I owe $12,000 or $15,000, but in reality, I'm supposed to only owe $14,200 because $800 came off with gap insurance. Now this balance is unverified and incorrect. I request a deletion. Please delete this account now. So that's three quick, easy ways to get something removed. Like I said, the first route of just trying to verify the account, hoping they don't respond in time, don't respond at all, or just hope there's some type of error in your account. Like I said, that works maybe 10 or 15% of the time. I don't personally rely too much on it because, you know, that's just something literally that I do the first month just to see how they respond so I know what to do the next month. Secondly, go after the balance after the vehicle has been sold to a local auction. And then three, check out that gap insurance balance after gap insurance was closed. So check out your balance that's on there. So those are three easy ways. Like I said, normally I have about 6 to 7 different routes. The other 6 or 7 routes are more complicated, so I'm not really going to go too much in detail with that. Those more rely on more of the consumer laws and laws in the Fair Credit Reporting Act, violations that the creditor could be doing and stuff like that. But these are your three main attempts or three main methods that we use as a legit credit repair business to work on repossession accounts. So try it on your own. You know, one of the things about Sturgis Credit Repair, we're honest and upfront. We don't tell people we can do things that you can't do because that is not true. We literally provide a service only for people who don't have time or the experience or simply just don't want to fool all of this stuff. We just do it on their behalf for them and get it done much quicker than them, you know, forgetting to mail something back and stuff like that. So you have any questions regarding repossessions on your credit report, feel free to reach out to us here at Sturgis Credit Repair. If this video helped you, be sure to like it, comment, share it, and subscribe to this channel for more helpful videos like this one. Thanks for watching.